Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick, and with me today I have Julie Kutuzov, Portfolio Manager of the KAR Small Cap Quality Value Strategy. Julie, welcome back.
Hello, Ben. Happy to be here.
Julie, the third quarter has seen a continuation of robust performance in markets from the second quarter. The Russell 2000 Value Index slightly outperformed the S&P 500, but with higher beta, lower quality stocks leading the way. Can you give your view of market performance lately?
Yes, markets continued to perform strongly in the third quarter. The Russell 2000 Value Index, the strategy's benchmark, ended the quarter up nearly 13%. As you mentioned, this performance was driven by low-quality names, those with low earnings quality, high financial leverage, lower returns on equity, and high volatility. What's behind this investor optimism? The market is driven by earnings expectations that are closely tied to the interest rate and, consequently, general economic outlook. And small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically and interest rate sensitive. Interest rates are coming down, lowering borrowing costs for both businesses and consumers. Earnings growth remains strong and is expected to be helped further by proposed tax cuts. The economy has proven resilient, with GDP growth exceeding expectations. The job market is cooling, but not dramatically. And the tariff situation, albeit still uncertain, has not, at least thus far, significantly impacted the rate of inflation. And let's not forget about the AI boom that was in full swing during the quarter, as reflected in the outperformance by the magnificent seven big tech companies.
Julie, seemingly the market has strongly rewarded businesses within the AI ecosystem, such as, of course, hyperscalers, as well as quantum computing, power generation, precious metals miners companies, just to name a few, while punishing businesses impacted by near-term uncertainty from tariffs, potentially slower business capex and consumer tightening. Is that fair, and can you give examples?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, the Magnificent Seven made a strong comeback in the third quarter, increasing to roughly 40% of the S&P 500's market capitalization, the highest share on record. It is still largely mega-sized companies that tend to be primary beneficiaries of the AI build-out. In our small mid-sized universe, we continued to see strength in companies that benefit from robust transportation infrastructure spending, such as Construction Partners, a leading road resurfacing contractor, and Armstrong World Industries, one of the largest commercial ceiling manufacturers, our top performers this quarter and year to date. And as you suggested, we did observe weakness in areas that are directly tied to consumer spending, be it staples like beverages, national beverage, or discretionary segments such as restaurants, Cheesecake Factory, and hotels, Choice Hotels.
Julie, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the third quarter?
As I mentioned, Construction Partners, ticker ROAD, and Armstrong World Industries, ticker AWI, were our highest stock contributors for the quarter. Other top contributors were Hillman Solutions, ticker HLMN, Houlihan Lokey, ticker HLI, and JBT Marel Corporation, ticker JBTM. Construction Partners engages in the construction of roadways and highways. The company's focus is on smaller road resurfacing and maintenance projects where competition is typically limited to local players. Hot mix asphalt must remain above a certain temperature, limiting the distance it can be transported to the construction site. This creates niche geographical markets, with Construction Partners holding a leading position in each of its markets. The company reported solid revenue growth and margin expansion as it continued to gain market share and benefit from robust road infrastructure spending. prestige consumer healthcare ticker PBH was our weakest performer this quarter. Other detractors included Cheesecake Factory ticker Cake, Badger Meter ticker BMI, CSW Industrials ticker CSW, and Choice Hotels International ticker CHH. Prestige Healthcare develops, manufactures, markets, and distributes over-the-counter health and personal care products in the U.S. and internationally. The company's brands are well-known and include Dramamine for motion sickness, Clear Eyes for eye redness, BC and Goody's pain relief powders, and many others. These are products for maladies where people are looking for immediate relief and are willing to pay premium for a brand that is effective and recognized. These products are rarely discounted due to their urgent nature as well as limited competition, with the relatively small market size of these categories making them unattractive to larger players. In fact, Prestige's business model is predicated on acquiring these unloved brands from larger players and reinvigorating them through marketing, innovation, and product extensions, driving stronger demand and high pricing. Shares declined following the company's announcement of lower-than-expected results and reduced annual outlook, primarily driven by supply constraints in the company's eye care division. We view these issues as temporary. In addition, the company announced an acquisition which we believe should increase its control of the eye care supply chain going forward. With Prestige's financial stability, solid free cash flow generation, and disciplined capital allocation, and with the share's valuation attractive, we increased our position in the company during the quarter.
Julie, as we are now three quarters of the way throughout the year, can you comment on the level of earnings growth for this strategy for 2025?
We came into the quarter with expectations of weaker earnings growth, driven by tariff-induced inflation and interest rates staying high for longer as a result. With the impact from tariffs relatively muted so far, earnings growth has generally exceeded expectations. As we discussed, the picture is not a homogeneous one, however, with continued weakness in areas tied to industrial demand and consumer spending on one side, and strength in those tied to infrastructure funding or anything AI-related on the other.
Julie, lastly, how do valuations look across the market going into 2026, highlighting opportunities and where there are potential risks?
Small and medium-sized companies tend to be more economically sensitive, and as history suggests, despite greater domestic focus, most affected during periods of trade-related volatility and general macroeconomic uncertainty. They also tend to be more reliant on bank financing and floating rate debt, making them more sensitive to interest rates. As such, assuming a favorable macroeconomic scenario next year, current valuations of small mid-sized businesses appear attractive, particularly in certain segments that have been under pressure, such as industrials and cyclicals. Another area of opportunity is in housing, with high mortgage rates overshadowing a favorable long-term outlook associated with a significant shortage of residential housing in the U.S. Concerns remain, however, with tariffs still capable of driving a rebound in inflation, potentially derailing the Fed's rate cuts and ramping up pressure on consumer spending, the key driver of the U.S. economy. Investors are also understandably fearful of a potential bubble in artificial intelligence-driven stocks. With the macroeconomic uncertainty likely to persist at least in the near to medium term, we remain cautious. It is actually in this type of a dynamic, uncertain environment that I feel particularly optimistic about the differentiation opportunity for long-term investors like Kayne Anderson Rudnick. I believe that our high-quality investment philosophy, in-depth fundamental research process, and active portfolio management are particularly relevant today.
Julie, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our KayneCast listeners.
Thanks, Ben.
You've just listened to KayneCast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.kayne.com. KayneCast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of Carr or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by Carr to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. Carr does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.